We mentioned this already as a possibility, possible case last night. You were shogay both on the melacha and on the and on Shabbos. Rabbi Nun Amar Eino Chayv Elachas. You only chayv one korban. Amar Le Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, "V'lav kol shekenu." Let me ask you a kav chomer against you. Ilu mazin b'Shabbos v'shogay b'melachos. If you're mazin on Shabbos, right? You know Shabbos. You're shogay on the melachos. You forgot the melachos are forbidden, right? In that case, how many carbonates do you break? Ain't no chayv a kolachas v'achas, or you're not chayv in each and every one? Of course, you're chayv in each and every one, right? If that's the case, we've nation idvosei flow. It's a typo here. Nation idvosei shikigah Shabbos. Delete the word melachos. Because he added on another shkaga. Oveid shkagas melachos. It's going to detract from the shikigas melachos. The word shkaga b'zeh should be worse. That done is done on Shabbos and Shigas Melachos. If we forgot the Melachos and remembered Shabbos, then he's Chayav al Kolachos Vachas. Kavachomer, then now he's a Shoygeg also on Shabbos, they should be Chayav on each and every one. So this is the logic, it doesn't follow 100%, obviously, because, yeah, but that's his logic, and the Gemara doesn't bother answering it. I mean, the obvious answer is, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't answer. The obvious answer is, yes, but now, you know, it's like, that's true, but who says you should follow Shigas Melachos now? Follow Shigas Shabbos. But the Gemara never bothers to answer this question. Mark immediately goes on to something else. Rabbi Yirmiyah, just ignore it. Rabbi Yirmiyah has it for Rabbi Zira. I believe this question is in the Bible as well. Katzer chatzigor geres b'Shabbos zu. You did a half a grogeres on this Shabbos, bizodim Shabbos shikas melachos, knowing that Shabbos are getting melachos or aser. The chatzi grogeres b'Shabbos zu, and another half a grogeres on the next Shabbos, the other way, reversed. B'shigas Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos, but knew the zodim melachos. Shkogu shabo maushit starfu. What do I say that the shogig joins together and the elites bring one carbon here? Says the Gemara, Efshar Lomar, can you say this? It's not possible. Shabbosos are mechalkos. Let's try to treat it with more stress. Efshar Lomar, can you say such a thing? Shabbosos are mechalkos. By definition, we said already several times, Shabbos is mechalik. Why? Because the yomim shebin assigned, the days in between, are yedil lechalik. So Shabbosos mechalkos. Shabbosos mitzdarfos. You want Shabbos to join together? Cannot be. Right? The fact that it was done on two Shabbosos in and of itself should be enough to deprive us of any possibility of making a tziruf. Right? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Harei tamchuyim chokim, but tamchuyim mitzdarfin. Tamchuyim are separate dishes, right? Eat chalev in two separate dishes. So they divide up. Yet, in other words, if you eat two tamchuyim, because I eat each tamchuy, you should be chayev two chatos. Whereas, if you have a half because I eat each one, then it seems that it does join them together. So we see here that even though tamchuyim are mechalik, they're also joined. Amar lei, so he said, any of that tamchuy. I don't know what the halach is, what the halach or why the halach is by tamchuy that they join together. Taka, I hope by tamchuy, if it's two separate dishes, you have chalev in the hamburger and chalev in the hot dog, mech taste it that they're mitzdarf. Maybe they're taka not mitzdarf. I don't know that they are. So just like over there, the tamchuyim are mechalik, and avgazais in this one does not join with avgazais in that one. So it's in our case, I don't think a half of meloch on one Shabbos is mitzdarf for the other half meloch on the next Shabbos. Okay. Says the Gemara, v'lo masnisin hi. What about our Mishnah? Kos of os achas. Big typo here. Row one letter. B'Shabbos zu, it should be. Not on a weekday, obviously. V'achas b'osachas b'Shabbos zu, another one on another Shabbos. Rabbi Lez and Mechayim Chatos. Rabbi Lez says they joined together. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. So we see Taka, they're not mitzdarif. Kokoi, it's going to Rabbi Yeshua. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, which we normally do. You see they're not mitzdarif, right? Half a letter, one letter on one Shabbos, that's half melacha, and another letter on the other Shabbos, another half melacha, they don't join together. So it says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yasariyo Kum Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Zara said, "From Mona, maybe that case is different. The part there, say that case story about Bezodon, where one of the letters was Bemazit. That's not, it's not Mitztarif. Not because it's two Shabbos, but one of the letters was Bemazit. So that's not Mitztarif to a Korban, because in order to be a Korban, you need to have the whole Shir B'Shogeg. No Mazit. Okay? Amarlei, so he said to him, V'lo Koshkenu. Wait, so make a Kav Chomer. My Mazodon Shein Acholik. Bezodon. Can you get can you bring can you bring multiple chatos? Obviously not. Zoron doesn't make multiple chatos, right? But maybe you never bring carbonos, right? The carbonator puts it succinctly. He says, do you get multiple deaths? No, obviously not, right? So Zoron does not bring about multiple results, right? So if you're going to say Maimazonish Eno Cholik, which can't bring about multiplicity, Eno Mitztarev, well, it cannot join together with a Shogeg, done on a different Shabbos, Shkogashi Cholekes. If you're doing a Shogeg on the next Shabbos, and Shogeg by its nature divides up because you can have multiple Chatos, so therefore, is it not a Kavachomer Shalot Mitztarev if Taka doesn't join together? I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Lo Amar Kein. The truth is, Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question was not a question about where he did half a malach on one Shabbos, half a malach on another Shabbos, because Shabbos is for sure mechalik, like we just said. Rather, he asked a different question. The question was like this. Katzar Chati Grogeres. You did half a grogeres with forgetting, knowing that Shabbos again levels osir. But chatzi grogeres bein arba'im, you did another half a grogeres that afternoon. In other words, the same Shabbos, not a separate Shabbos. B'shigah Shabbos zodon melachos, with the opposite, forgetting that Shabbos knowing melachos are osir. Shkago shabo v'shkago shabo ma'u sheit starfu. So the two shogeges joined together. On Ramana, Ramana said, Avogav the law my Rabbi Yosi Domilsa. Amir Kavasa. Even though Rabbi Yosi didn't address this question, he addressed a similar question. Not that we're going to have a resolution from the similar question, but he addressed a similar question. What's a similar question? You ate half a gazayas knowing that it's Kodesh, but Helim Tumor forgetting that you're Tomei and therefore should not be eating Kodesh. The Chatzi Zayas, you ate another half a Zayas, Bel and Kodesh, not knowing that it's Kodesh. Vidya Satuma, but knowing that you're Tome. So Helim Shabo Velim Shabo Maushi Tarfu, do I join the two Helemas together to be Mechayev you a Korban? Guess what we answer?
No answer.
Very good. Okay? Onwards. Nicha Shabbos Shabo Lo Yimei Chol Ben Asayim. I understand by Shabbos, the weekdays come in the middle. They come in the middle, they break it up. Right? What about Gabi Nida Ma'islach? Now, I want you to know I made a major mistake yesterday. I think that Nida Gufi Mechalkim. That's true. But Rabbi Akiva and Blazer even talked about he had this relation with the same Nida five times. So now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, what divides it up? What's the separate thing? Right, it's all Helim Achas. So why is these mites to be a separate? Right? That's Gemara's Kasha. So Shlokish Amar Tipoter Benida Ktana. It's talking about a Nida Ktana, which is the same thing name of the Kormay says as a Zava Ktana. How long does a Zava Ktana work? One day, right? So what he did is he had beer with her over the course of 5 days. Not 5 days, 10 days, whatever. Over the course of 10 days. Or give me even less. As long as she doesn't see 3 days straight. So it could be any configuration which you won't have 3 days straight. So that way, it could be Helim Achas, and those the days are Mechalik, right? The Nida periods are Mechalik for that matter, right? Because she was a Nida, then she was always Nida, Nida always Nida, and so on and so forth. Shebolo may have sick Tara Ben Asayim, she had days of Tara in the middle. Rabbi Lezer Shimon Omar. Rabbi Lezer Shimon went even further. He said, you know, the truth is, Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Loz the exact opposite question that we had. According to our Gemara, the question Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Loz by Shabbos, so it should be Chayv 1. And then Rabbi Elazar brought a raya from Nida, you're chayav in each one. Right, which we just explained as being that we had Nida Ktana, and there were days in the middle to be Mechali. Says Rabbi Elazar Shimon, Kachsho, he asked about Nida, not about Shabbos. The question itself was on Nida. Baal Nida Achas Chamesh Bilos Bele Machas. He had relations with the same Nida. Five times in one period of forgetfulness, Chayav Achas Al Kulam, I Chayav one on all of them, O Achas Al Kul Achas Al Achas, Chayav in each one of them. Okay? So the question actually was originally asked about Nida, not about Shabbos. Amar Le Chayav Al Kul Achas Al Achas, he's Chayav each or every one. The Kasha, and on that Rabbi Akiva asked him, Ilu Kotzar V'Kotzar Be'ele Mechad. If you did Ksira and another Ksira in one period of forgetfulness, Klumu Chayev Kulam El Achas, he's Chayev on the whole thing, anything more than one. In other words, the Kasha was in Nida and the Raya from Shabbos, as opposed to what we said before, that we said before the Kasha was on Shabbos and the Raya from Nida. So he's just reversing the case. Okay? It says the Gemara, Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina said, "Kain Rabbi Rabbi Mona Makshele." Rabbi Mona asked the following question: "Lochein Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Avo? Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say Rabbi Avo say b'shem Rabbi Acha b'shem Chanina kol adya da hilchusa? Our entire halacha here in Shabbos, which discusses the possibility of multiple karbanos, is Rabbi Lozer." As many Shabbos as you forget, you only bring one korban. He holds that no matter how many Shabbos pass, we don't say Yom Shabbat Asayim. Your Rabbanon hold, you don't say Yom Shabbat Asayim Avi Adil Chalik, that the day is in the middle of interruption, and therefore you bring one korban on all the Shabbos you missed. One korban catches all. Okay, so that's the case. So too, by Nida, it should only be Chayv one, right? Because the days in between, they don't break it up, right? So says the Gemara, no. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Ki amte, kaidam Rabbi Chanina. I explained it like that, which Rabbi Acha, sorry, kai demar Rabbi Acha, like that, which Rabbi Acha said, Rabbi Chanina. Lace cane, ki Rabbana. The Shiloh is not going like Rabbana. Like Rabbani, you're right. You can't divide up the Nidas. Because they all, there's no division even by Shabbos. But the predication of the case of Nidas predicated on the assumption that Yom Yishabin Asayim have Yediyah L'Chalik, right? So Rabbi Lezer said, they talk of Yediyah L'Chalik. Rabbi Akiva said, they're not Yediyah L'Chalik, right? But the assumption of Rabbi Lezer is that days are M'Chalik, just like by Shabbos, the days are M'Chalik. Not like the Rabbanan who argue in our Mishnah, who hold that days are not M'Chalik. Okay? Now, there's a missing word Rabbanan here. It should say Rabbanan de Kesarin, the rabbis of Caesarea. Vishem Rabbi Nisa said, name Rabbi Nisa. Cool name. Kol Adoyegos said Rabbi Lezeri. Since the entire halacha, which requires multiple korbanos, Rabbi Lezer, called the yipuk mina halacha, anybody who tries to derive halacha from it, kula Rabbi Lezer will only come out with halacha like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, who argue on the beginning of Perikla Gadol, which is mechayev multiple korbanos over multiple Shabbos. Okay? New Mishnah. Back to normal Shabbos sugyos. Avos hamalachos. The main categories of malacha are boim chaser achas, 40 minus 1. What's 40 minus 1? 39, very good. Hazareah, planting. Vachoresh, plowing. Vachoter, harvesting. Vamaamir, bundling sheaves. Hadosh, threshing. Vazore, winnowing. Vabore, sifting. Hatochen, grinding. Hamarakade, another type of sifting. So bore is separating, this is sifting. Halosh, kneading. Ha'ofet, baking. Hagozis, semer, shearing wool. Vamalavno, bleaching it. Vanapso, carding it. You know, cleaning it. Ratsovo, painting it or dyeing it. Hatove, weaving. Vamesach, somebody who I forgot what Mesach is. No, but he means to set, yeah, means to set aside to straighten the the warp threads in the loom, the threads which go across. Okay, va'osa shtei batinim, and somebody makes two holders for the warp threads to go through, right? Vorek shtei chutim, somebody throws the woof threads, the shuttle through twice back and forth. That's weaving two chutim. Va'potseya, somebody who rips two threads when he has to fix them. In other words, that's be amanas litvor. But he rips them in order to mend them, not to mend the thread. Va'potzei ashtei chutim, and he has to do two threads. Va'kosher, tire, va'matir, untying. Va'tofer ashtei tfira, somebody who sews two stitches. Va'korei amnasit for ashtei tfira, if you rip with the intention of sewing two stitches. Hatzod, hunting. Somebody who hunts down a deer, vashochto and shechts it, vamavshito and skins it, vamocho, somebody who salts it, hamavidisoro, somebody who tans its hide, vamachko, somebody who smooths its hide, vamachatcho, somebody who cuts it to certain form, hakoisiv shteyosu, somebody who writes two letters, vamochik, somebody who raises two letters, Vamavir, somebody who makes a fire. Somebody who races with the intent of writing two letters where in that spot. Habonet, somebody who builds. Asosir, somebody who destroys. Obviously, also Amnas Livnos, the intent of reconstructing. Vamachaber, somebody who extinguishes. Vamavir, somebody who causes a fire. Hamakapadish, somebody puts the finishing touches on an object. All these make up our boy and chaser achas for 40 minus 1, 39 mula. I don't think so. I was looking for Tanakh derivations there.
I think very well correctly.
Okay. Lavas Malachas are boy and chosrachas, says the Gemara. Therefore, they're 39. Minai Lavas Malachas in the Torah. How do we know that they're Lavas Malachas in the Torah? Rashul Banach Vashir Rabbi Yisrael said, Kenegan are boy and chosrachas. Because there are 39 times Malachas, Shkos Batar, the word Malachas written in the Torah. Okay, so that's what we learn, 39. Bonkui Rabbi Acha, the answer for Rabbi Acha, Kolein Dixi Malachos, Stein. They were trying to count it and made it work. So they asked him, anytime it says the word melachos, as opposed to melacha, does it count as two? Right? In order to get up to 39? So, I'm Rabbi Shane. Rabbi Shane said, Ashuras enid Rav Acha b'chol raisa. The eyes of Rav Acha went through the entire Torah. L'ashkach siv dom milsa. They didn't find the word milachos in the Torah. So the question was a moot point because it doesn't say milachos. Okay? Is that clear? So if the plural, it just says milach. Yeah, just milach. So therefore, that's how it makes up 40. 39. Barabaya don milsa. However, you ask this question.
Sorry, Manil,
do we count with Minhon? Is it from them? Do we use the one where it says that Yosef came home to do his malacha? Now, this is dependent how we learn what Yosef intended to do there. According to those who said Yosef intended to do his actual work so that it can be counted. According to the other opinion, which goes out and down, that Yosef came down, actually came back home with the intention of having relations with the wife of Potiphar. So then it can't be assumed that this malacha is literal, right? Because it's a euphemism. So therefore, one might not be counted in the count of 39. Says the Gemara, what about this one? Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shi'i malachto asher asa minhon. Is this what it then? Because this story is not about human beings ceasing work, but about God. Does that count? We don't know. Where doesn't answer. Tani. Rashim by Yochai says, Sheshet Yoin Tolchal Matzos. Uvayom Ashvi Los Asemelocha. On the seventh day, you shouldn't do any work. It's a gathering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What day of the year is that?
What if you have a small
horse? No.
That's
here? Yeah. No. That's here.
Yeah,
yeah. It says eat matzahs. Besides, on Sukkot, what day is it, Tzeres?
It's the
eighth day. It's not Yom HaShvi'i. Okay? Okay, don't feel so bad. It's late. This pasuk, it ends the 39. Now, you have to count 39 till there, and I understand from the Mefarshim on the page that it's hard to find. But somehow or another works out. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, "Kineret Raboim Choser Achas Poam Shkosem Mishkan Avoda Umelacha." Says by the Mishkan Avoda Umelacha 39 times. So that's an allusion to the 39 melachas. Our Rabbi Yossi Chanina, yet a different version. Yeah, I guess something like that. Yeah. Our Rabbi Yossi Chanina Zeh Hadover Enksiv Kan. It doesn't say this is the matter of Shabbos. Ela dvarim, these are the matters of Shabbos. The word dvarim is an interesting word. It could be divided up. Could have said dovar. Could have said divrei. It says dvarim. So from this pasuk alone, we learn mikal avos tolados. How we learn tolados and dvar, and avos and tolados. Well, how many? What's the gematria of Ela? If it would have said, it could have said dvari. But could have said, it says Dvarim, right? Could have said Dvar, that's 37. It could have said Dvari, that's 38. It says Dvarim, that's 39. Okay? So that's how we get 39. From the Gematria. Chanina, the Tzipporim, B'Shem Rabbi Yavo said, Aleph Ches Lamed is Tlosin. That. Wait a minute. Aleph Chad. Lamed Tlosin. Hey Chamisha. We learned from Eilat Dvarim, right? I meant it wrong before. Aleph is 1. Lamed is 30. Hey is 5. So that's 36, right? Dovar is Echad. Dovar is 1. Udvarim train. Wait. Yeah, Dvarim Chad, Udvarim train. He skips Dvari, that's right. So he's got Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, He is 5, that's 36.
And then 3 is 39, but I don't understand where you get Dvar is Chad. Because it could have said Dover and it didn't, so
I guess, yeah, but yeah, I guess so. Right, it's counting Dover as 1, and it's counting the extra unit mem as 2, because that makes adds on and makes a plural. So I guess that's how you get up to 37. Dover is 1, and Varim is 2, because it's plural, and therefore it's 39, excuse me. Mikan Larboy and Chosar Achas Melacha Shukasabatura. Rabbani the Gesard Armin Minasra Lochasukum. From its very place, you have no problem learning this out altogether. That's a very strange. Aleph is Wachat. That's 1. Lamed is Tlosin. That's 31. Ches is Tamnayo. 8 is another 8 that makes 39. Now you'll ask me, it doesn't say Alach. Says Ela, right? Huh? Good question. But remember, we're dealing here with Ushambim. No, Spider.
Oh, hey.
That's right. So,
they would have said Ela.
Well, they don't. No, but the hey sounds like the Ches.
The
whether it's Achara or...
Right, all the osteoscronials. Yeah. Well, not all of them. I mean, race is a problem, but Acha. Ahaha have the same parameters. Okay, because Reish, nobody knows if Reish is nose gronius or not. Yeah. But the bottom line is, right, we changed the ches to hey, that's what it said, hey to ches. Lomismani Rabbonon, the Rabbonon never refrain darshin ben hey l'ches from darshining a hey like a ches. Now, the interesting thing here is that this is really one of the few sugars in Shas where we learn halacha from gematria. I mean, the Rosh Hashanah Bavli also brings this down, but it's a very interesting thing. You could say it's not being learned out from the gematria; it's all just an asmachta. But it sounds like Gemara started taking this asmachta pretty seriously. So if that's the case, we're actually learning out halacha from gematria, which is a very rare
concept. Well, it's just confirming what you learned earlier about the 39 times it says halacha.
Right. Could be. Could be that this is not a separate drasha, but built on what it says before. That's possible. What?
It's a brisk of work. Byron did that by the first Tosis in Gittin.
What do you say?
So the Tosis asks a question, why does the get called a get? And one answer is because the get has, the matri of get is 12.
Yeah.
And the get has 12 lines. And Tosis says the second answer, and Byron said that it's really one answer.
it's a continuation.
Right, it's a continuation. You have to, one enhances the other.
All right. Rabbi El Reishim and Lakish, Avdin, this is beautiful. About to learn, it's simply beautiful. Rabbi El Reishim and Lakish, Avdin, Bahavoy, Bahad the Pirka, they were working at this perek. Tlash Shoni Uplog, 3.5 years. Okay? 3.5 years they're working in Klal Gadol. Afku Mine Arboim Chaser Achas Tolodos Al Kol Chad V'chada. They got 39 Tolodos on every Ov. Now, it's really not precisely 39 on 39, but rather they got 39 square tolados. What's 39 squared? A lot. Big number, right? Some in the neighborhood of 1,500 or so. Right. Okay, so they got that many tolados. Why it's more beautiful? Because of the next line. Min the ashkechun mismach, those tolados which they found they could peg on, to one of the ovos, samchun. They pegged it on. They said, this is a tolod of this. Hadalo ashkechun! The ones they couldn't find, masmuch, find a category for them to pigeonhole them, avduni mishu makav patish. They said, oh, it's makav patish. This is mamish, it's could have been written 5 minutes ago this morning. Anything which you can't ask for Shabbos for anything else, Makav
Patish. We could have used this a month ago in
Bath. Right, that's right.
We had this argument
about what's Makav Patish. So anything is Makav Patish. Yeah. So probably the real thing is that all the other Ovos have 5 or 6 Tolados. And Makav Patish has a gazillion Tolados. Okay, that's probably the way it works, actually. Say something more further. Benoit, the Rabbi Chia, the sons of Rabbi Chia, Ruba the Great, Avdin Avdin the Pirka, Shita Yari, they didn't learn so long, they only learned for 6 months. Apkumine Shis Milin Al Kol Chad V'Chada, so they weren't so good at it, they got 6 Tolados on every Av. Where do we see that? Benoit, the Rabbi Chia, Ruba, Havi B'Shitas Avur. The sons of Rabbi Chia the Great was said something similar to their father's Shita. The time we learned Rabbi Chia says, HaKotzer, somebody who harvests his grain. Rabotzer harvests his grapes. HaMosek, somebody who harvests his olives. HaGoyder, somebody who harvests his, I think it's figs. HaTolesh, it's another type of harvest. Oren, somebody collects with a basket. Kula Mishum Kotzer. They are all considered to be Kotzer. So we see here 6, right? Kotzer, Botzer, Mosek, Hanoder.
Is that a Noder? Or go there?
What?
An odor wouldn't make any sense. Since I go there,
I'll go there, right. I'll go there, somebody, yeah, harvest, I think, a date. Tolesh, some of you harvest, again, as I said before, the anything which has to be plucked off a tree, like an orange or something. And Ora, I forget which one he does, whatever, some fruit. Eino Chayav. What? So six things. Kotzer, Boter, Mosei, Goder, Tolesh, Ore, and Kotzer itself. So there's six, and all of them, and five to all of those, which is the six. Okay? Amar Rabbi Sidur. Rabbi Sidur said. We had him already before, Rabbi Sidur. What? Oh, Sirut. Oh, but he did have a Rabbi Sidur, I think. Yeah, maybe, unless I misread it, then too. Rabbi Sirut said, "It's such a litvish maisa." Here you see the Ushami's were litvaks. Yehuda bar Avdin, Machshirin, Shita Yarkin, 6 months. B'soifa, at the end, Asachat Talmid, a certain student came, meet Rabbi Simoy from Rabbi Simoy's base medrash. B'shoyle, and he asked him a kasha. Shaila, v'lagive, he couldn't respond. Yudah Brebi. Amar, so he said, Nikar zeh shalo avra pischo shel Torah. It's clear this guy never passed through the opening of Torah, meaning he learned 6 months of Machshirim, and it was completely wasted. Okay? Says more further. Amazing thing is that we gave the guy's name. You know. They don't care. You heard of Berevi? What? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's an amazing thing. Yeah.
Is that why it's Rufish?
Yeah. Okay, no. It's Litvish because you get no schar if you don't understand anything. Leda Mila. Why we have to tell us a number? To teach us, Shima son Kulam Behelim Abelim Mechod. If you did them all one period of forgetfulness, Eino Chayv Elachas. We only Chayv one. Tan Rabbi Zaki Kum Rabbi Yocha. Rabbi Zaki said Rabbi Yocha. Zibeach Pekiter Venisech. You did all three. We had this very early in the parak. You did all three. You sacrificed a korban. You put a ketores up, and you libated wine in front of Avodah Zara, in one period of forgetfulness, chayv akol achas v'achas. You chayv each and every one. That's what Rabbi Zakkai said. Amalei Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said to him, Bavlayot, you Babylonian, you. Avarta biyotcha tlos anari. You took it to around three rivers, meaning these three prohibitions. These barta, and you broke. You cracked. Eino chayev ela achas. No chayev one korban. Why? Because at lo yibirine. At lo yibirine biyade. Had you not tried and made him into three separate melachos, yesh kan achas. It would only have been one melacha. Venkaneina. In other words, it can't be multiple melachos. Mean the taver biyade, once you broke it in your hand, yesh kanein, it's multiple melachos, vein kanachas. Yet there is no one melacha. Now, meaning like this, we learned this a few blad ago, as I said, but we learned the pasuk says that. What did the pasuk say? Meachas mehena. Okay. And we wanted to know a few blad ago how to interpret that pasuk. And we said Me'achas Me'ena means sometimes you're chayv one and sometimes you're chayv a lot. Right? Sometimes you're chayv one korban, achas, sometimes you're chayv heina, which is several korbanos. And so we wanted to know what prohibition of the Torah of that pasuk was going on. It's in the parasha of Chatos, but what specific korban? Right? Okay. No. What specific aver it's talking about? What specific aver? I'm sorry. So the proposal was going on Avodah Zarah. Some people say it was going on Shabbos. The proposal was going on Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said back there and says now it can't be going to Vodazar because Vodazar can't be divided in Achas and Heino. Why can't you divide Shabbos into Achas and Heino? Because by Shabbos you have both.
Different
malachos. You have Shigas malachos and Shigas Shabbos. So if it's Shigas Shabbos, then it's Achas. Shigas malachos, then it's Heino. Right? Shigas Shabbos, you only get one. Shigas malachos, then you get multiple. But that's not possible to talk about when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, there's no parallel case that we can say that that's the case in which we're referring to here. Okay? So therefore, by Avodah Zarah, we say,
Yeah, there's no Shigas Malacha
for the Zara
because...
Oh, so it's a Kash and Rabbi Zakai, right. So it's Kash and Rabbi Zakai. How can Rabbi Zakai say, Achas Meina is talking about Avodah Zarah? By Avodah Zarah, there's no way of setting up as Achas Meina. It's either Achas, like Rabbi Zakai said, or it's Heina, like Rabbi Yochanan said, but it can't be both. Right? So what? So can't be talking about Avodah Zarah. So it says, Gemara, Rabbi Ba Bar Memel, he asked for Rabbi Zera. Yei chayav al kol achas v'achas. Let him be chayav on each and every one. Meaning, by Avodah Zarah, why can you say it's chayav on each and every one? Kibbutz the Tamer Gabe Shabbos. How are we going to be saying you're going to chayav on each and every one? Like it said by Shabbos. Very interesting drosha. By Shabbos, you all know this drosha, but here we're expanding on it a little bit. It says, lo saseh kol malacha, that's a clout. That's a generality. Lo sevau leish b'chol moshvo seichem, you shouldn't burn fire, prat. Halo avor b'chlal ha isa. Havor was one of the 39. It didn't have to be singled out, right? V'yotza min ha'klal came out of the rest of the afflictions.
Lost my place again.
Lulamed to teach us. Lomer ma avorim yucheres shu ma'ase yichid ma'ase yichidi chayov elabi fneiat. So avorah is unique, or rather, its salient feature is that it's the ma'ase of an individual, and you chayv on this ma'ase in and of yourself. Av kol ma'ase u'ma'ase sheyesh bo lechayv olah bifneiatzma. So to an each every. Yeah, it means each and every malacha, which is mechayev on its own. I'm just spacing out, but this the regular bavli, right? Avor l'lav yotzal l'chalik yotzal. So this is an explication, expounding an
After a time, the walls of the lower
expanding.
It's expanding on
Havar
to the rest of the...
Extrapolating, that's what I meant to say. So any one of the other ones, of the 39, which is possibly chayv on its own, is a chayv on its own. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so here you can make this cloud, and the prat yotzim in a cloud, which is lo lamin alatzmo yotzo, and lamin al cloud kulo yotzo, because that's really the midah we're using by Avora. We're saying. By Avoran Shabbos is saying the klal is lo sasu kol malacha. The prat is Avora. Lo zvarish b'chol moshav zechem yom Shabbos. So Avora, I say, is a prat, specific one of the 39. Shiatzim Mekah, which is taken out of the general list, it came out lo lamed alat, mo lamed al klal kulo. What's the lamed al klal kulo?
Right.
They're all chayv. So let's say by Avodah Zorah the same thing. By Avodah Zorah it says Lo Sovdeim, which is clout, means it all, generality. Lo Sishtachava Lehem, don't bow down to them. Prat, the specification. Is including the generality. The Lami Yotzom in our cloud. Why did it come out of the cloud? The Lami, to teach us. Just like Yishtach Avoya is unique in that it's a single deed, the deed of a single individual, and it chayav Lami Yotzom, it chayav independently. Afko Maisu Maisu Shiesh Bo L'chayev Allah B'ifnei Atzma Shiesh Bo L'chayev Afko Maisu Maisu Shiesh Bo L'chayev Allah B'ifnei Atzma. So to any other Maisu we can chayev on your own, right? Meaning that you should be chayev also on every activity by Karbaras, right? Like Rabbi Zakkai. So Amalei, so he said no, it's different. B'Shabbos, klal b'mokom mechod, uprat b'mokom macher. By Shabbos, the klal is in one place, the prat is another case. If the klal and prat were together, what might we say? Right, klal prat, ein b'klal l'masher b'prat. But now that they're distant, they're not within striking distance of each other, these measurements, right? So I say these psukim, so therefore I say that it's not a cloud prat, but rather the prat is melamed on the cloud, the chayav kol achas vachas. However, here, ba'akum cloud shu b'tzad prat, by the cloud is next to the prat. If you look back, it says they're both in Shmos Lamed Hay. So with the cloud next to the prat, what do I do with it? Cloud prat. No, you don't expand.
You think it's a cloud of prat?
That's right.
It'll still be cloud of prat?
Yeah. Well, it depends what the order is.
Well, I think it was
three. Is it prat of cloud by here?
I got the impression that you were saying it was
after. Lo shtachle is afterwards. Yeah, but here, los it's in the cloud of lamed, okay? I'm like, no, wait, I can save it. Foxy, los shtachle leil acher. Zavech leil mecharab. I got another one. I got a distant prat. I found one all the way in Dvarim. Oh, is it not in Dvarim? Yeah, no, it's in by Midwar. But somewhere in Shmos. But the bottom line is it's far away. I got a far away one. All right? Cloud mokom echad, prat mokom acher. Salvation. The cloud is in one place and the prat is in another place. Let's make a prat ayotzei min ha-cloud by Avodah Zorah too. To be chayav each every one. Says the Gemara, no cigar. I'm like, came and shot, loy made, this is Mahamish Baalbatish. I'm like, came and shot, loy made me tea, though, no. Since one prat is next to a cloud, so that already ruins all the prat. Okay? You need to have no prat next to the cloud in order to say that prat is Yetzimina cloud Lalamin. But here you lose. Since one prat is next to the cloud, that ruins the whole thing for you forever. Tough luck. Okay? Amalei came and shot loy made me tzido after the cloud and mocha mecho that loy made, right? Even the cloud mocha mecho. I'm not sure how to read that line. I remember that the Mepharshim have a difficulty with it. But what it means basically is, like I said before, that since the cloud and the pride in one place are together, so that it teaches us everything. Okay?
Chevrai
Armin. Lo Shania. There's no difference between cloud mokamacha, prat mokamacha, where the cloud's on some prat in another place, or between cloud prat mokamacha, the cloud prat one place. So what is the difference? You're right. So what is the difference? Cloud prat hu b'Shabbos. The difference is that by Shabbos it's a cloud then a prat. So then the prat can be yotzei l'lamed. However, by Avodah Zorah, prat v'charka cloud. It's a prat and afterwards a cloud, like you said before. So therefore, in that case, you don't say the prat is yotzei l'lamed. Where do you say the prat is can be yotzei l'lamed? When the prat follows the cloud. Where the cloud follows the prat, it doesn't work. Okay.
Gemara quoted the first time they take all the expenses.
Yeah, but they quoted out of order. He was right. They quoted out of order.
That's what it comes down to. Where am I? Rabbi Yosi, my low shining bench of call of Akar, prop bench of part of Akar, cloud, basically it's what came first, bench of cloud, prat, whether it's a cloud, prat, cloud, I'm sorry, bench of cloud, prat, or cloud, it's a cloud, prat, or cloud, or cloud, prat, he Shabbos, cloud. Bavodosa, must have read this wrong, just a minute. Yeah, I read it wrong. Yeah, everything is cloud prat. That's what he means to say, which of course they don't pass like. But if you don't see my low shine bench of cloud vachagar prat, makes no difference whether it's a cloud, then a prat, bench or prat, vachagar cloud, prat, and then a cloud. Or, for that matter, cloud. Venture cloud prat u cloud, or if it's a cloud and prat and cloud, regardless, I give them all parameters cloud u prat b'shabbos. They're all considered to be cloud prat. Cloud b'avodoso, prat b'avodoso. A cloud is a by its avoda and a prat by its avoda. Now, I don't fully understand, how he calls a cloud prat u cloud prat. We know that's not true, right? But maybe what he means is that a cloud prat to cloud. Well, I don't know what he means by that. I'm not sure. I don't know what he does. A cloud prat to cloud. But in any event, says the Gemara. Ba'akum by avodah zara cloud ba'avodasa. The cloud is by its service, meaning by the service to avodah zara itself. Uprat bimlechus kavod. The prat is by something which is done even takodesh baruch hu. So therefore, you can't use the prat to teach you anything about the cloud, because the prat is talking about what? What's the prat by avodah zarah? Bowing down, and that's done to Hashem, right? So therefore, you can't extrapolate and say it's a cloud uprat. Even for the purpose of, Mida Shatarni Dreshes by him, because we're talking about a case where.
Of a carbon for Avodah Zarah is also done for Hashem. And the Zerik of the blood, carrying the blood, the whole activity of the carbon.
When do I say it's more
than that? It would be different if it's a Moloch.
I know, it's not what the Korban Inus says, so it's Ben Moshe who says something.
They would jointly demolish the building and rebuild the house. Behind him, they blew off the Gavi Adoni if they didn't make a condition. Stipulation. Us, the Gavi Adoni, if they made a stipulation, Sosri, and Lord, then they have to back it down and build another building.
Haven't you had a concept before that it's not really a rotozone unless you go through the same activities that you did wrong?
No, that's besides. It's either or. Avodah Kavod, you're also chayv, even if it's not the derech of that Avodah Zarah.
I'm not sure what to do with your question. One second.
Who asked the question?
It was prepared from barley flour.
No. Tell you why, because it's not going with the other cloud, the other prat. You'd be right if the prat was los tishtachavelohem. The prat he's going with is, the cloud was los tishtachavelohem. I mean, the, no, you'd be right if the klal was. Well, if the klal was lost, right. That's what I'm about to say. Lo Sadeim is the klal. Lo Sadeim is the prat. So Lo Sadeim does include also. Your question on the premise that Zovech Lohim Yacharam is the klal, weren't you? Because Lo Sadeim is a generic klal. It includes even Por. Right? Whereas the prat is specifically Avodah done to Hashem. So therefore, I wouldn't say they're prachi yotzim in a klal lulam because it wasn't yotzim in a klal. You know, yotzim in a klal would be, I don't know, maybe it would be considered yotzim in a klal. I don't know how to define that. But the bottom line is that it's not considered to be, how should we put this? It's not considered to be yotzim in a klal because in order to be yotzim in a klal, it has to be a klal and prat. Right. Los Vareish Mukhamosh Vasehim Yomar Shabbos. That's a prat in the cloud. Because we know that the clouds are 39 melachos. Los Vareish is one of the 39. By Los Avdain, the cloud. So what's the difference? Still, it's no difference. Los Avdain is all melachos, and Yishtach Avoy is one of those melachos.
So what is the difference, Taka?
No, so the Korban Aida comes to Bavoran to preclude what I'm saying. He wants to say Losov Day means specifically the Avoida which you do to them. Says Losov Day means in their Avoida. So then that works, because then the Klal is in their Avoida. The Prat is an our avoida, and therefore the prat cannot modify the cloud. Okay? In other words, he makes it dissonant. Anytime it's dissonant, it has to be, in order for the prat to modify the cloud, and to be yetzir chalik, it has to be a subcategory of the cloud. But here it's dissonant, the prat is not like the cloud. Again, because he says lo sovdei means dafka, its own avoda. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so the bottom line is, by avodah zarah, acharei kechlei tzakol, we still don't have a court to make a berzer chayav kol achas v'achas. Okay, because we don't have a prat which is yotzal al klal l'lamed. Bachum blod, all right. I'm Raymona. Raymona says, Havora shalo tzarech yotzas. I have a different answer for you. You know why Havora you can use as a limud on all the other melachos that you're chayav in each one? Because there was no need for Avora to be singled out. They didn't have to be singled out. Why have to single out Avora? 239. Why single it out? So it must be that it was singled out. It was singled out to teach us something about the klal. It was Yotzim in a klal alami. On the other hand, Yishtach Havoy L'tzayach Yotzos. You needed to write that you chayav on Yishtach Havoya. It had to be Yotzim Nakal. L'lamid al-atzmo she'eno ma'isa. The teacher tells us that even though it's not a ma'isa, you're still chayav in it. Why is Yishtach Havoya not a ma'isa?
May not be the routine of...
No. Baal Batish.
You have for Kabbalah?
No accomplishment. Normally, what's a service to a god? But it's Ara. Take a korban to it. Mm-hmm. Here's no mice. I might have thought that that's not a chiv. Okay? So that's what he's saying. So again, I'm my mother. I've already shalom turiyot. So you start with the turiyot. It's lamed al hatzah b'shein a mice. Even though it's not a mice, it's still chayv on the chatos. So if that's the case, so I say,
what's it going to answer again?
Right.
Why Avar is a cloud which is a prat, which is made, which tells us something about the cloud, whereas the prat later by the case of Chveis, of this case of Ishtach Havoya, just not speaking straight. Let me make it simple. My mind is not functioning with about half my brain time behind my back right now. Paraphrase somebody. But I want to quote him exactly. The Havora is l'chalek yotza, because Havora is not necessary, because it's one of the 39. Ishtach Havoya would not have included. Ishtach Havoya is not going to be a true Avoida. What's going to be a true Avoida? Sacrifice. Especially by Avoda Zora. The bounty on Avoda Zora is not a big thing. So if I would have said Ishtach Havoya, I mean, I understand. As I said, it sounds somewhat Baobatish, but that's what it means. Ishtach Havoya, it's not a big maisa. So I would have said Ishtach Havoya is not part and parcel of the love. Right? That's why I need Ishtach Havoya to be specified. It has to be singled out. Have to tell me, don't think that what's Havoya Zoghe, Zibuach, Kitur, Nisuch, all the big stuff. And not Ishtach Havoya. You have to tell me also Ishtach Havoya is a part of what's
Zoghe.
What? No, I don't want to get offensive, but poor is not a mice to be a dime. Mice of a goof.
Because I really don't understand why you should not, be considered. Okay, you say mice or whatever.
Yeah, that's something like that.
The carbonator doesn't say why it's not a mice.
No.
It is a little weird.
Right, but that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Okay, that's not considered to be a true mice. Maybe the Ritbaz explains better. No, it doesn't. Okay, says the Gemara, Asya Kahut Tani Yechizkia. It goes like that, which was similar to that which Tani Yechizkia said. So Ve'ach Elohim Yochoram. Says that somebody who sacrifices to another god is killed. Yotze zvicha lamed al kol. Zvicha could teach you about anything. However, ishtach avoya lamed al atzma shem ayitz. Ishtach avoya can't teach you anything. Why? Because it just teaches you about itself. They chayv on it despite the fact that it's not a maisa. Okay. What does Zvichah, by the way, teach you? Zvichah teaches you Chayim anything which is done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Even if that Avodah Zorah doesn't have that Avodah. For instance, if you're Zovech Lepor, right? So Zovech Lepor, you shouldn't be Chayim on, because they weren't Zovech Lepor, they were just Poer Lepor, right? So that's why Zovech Lelim Echaron comes to teach us that you're Chayim nonetheless. But Ishtach Havoya is not, I can't use the Luchalik, even though it seems superfluous, because in reality it's not superfluous, because what does it teach us? It teaches us that even though it's not a Meister, you're still Chayim. Says, well, wait a minute. Ocholof. Who says? Maybe say the exact opposite. Say that Ishtach Havoya, well, not the exact opposite, but say that Ishtach Havoya is superfluous. Say Ishtach Havoya, it came pnim, because inside the Beis HaMikdash they bowed down, right? They prostrated themselves. So say Ishtach Havoya is learned out from Zavech Lim Yocharam. And then Ishtach Havoya will be open again. If it's open again, I can use it L'chalik, right? Says Marno. Davashu Maisa Malamed, Davashu Maisa Eno Malamed. Something which is a Maisa we can learn out from Zavech Lim Yocharam. Once again, we're stymied by the fact that Ishtach Havoya is not a Maisa. Okay, so therefore, we need Ishtach Havoya for itself. It's not a prat which is yoytze, and it's not which is a prat which is yoytze. So weiter, we don't know the Bible of Zohar, you mechayev independently. It didn't fall to Achas Sheyehena, going way back when. It didn't fall to Achas Sheyehena because it doesn't have the concept of two different types of Shkogos, Shabbos and Melochos, right? It doesn't have the Havor L'chalik principle because none of the pratim are superfluous. We need each one of them. So therefore, we're stuck and we have no way of learning it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Havara l'tzorach yotzos. Havara also is l'tzorach yotzos. Why is Havara l'tzorach yotzos? L'lamed abote dinim. Teaches us about bote dinim. Shlo yodonim b'shabbos. They shouldn't judge on Shabbos. Now you might ask, what does that have to do with Havara? So you remember from the Bavli that it's talking about Tzreifas Bas Kohen. Right? Some of you can't burn the daughter of a Kohen who was Mizaneh on
Shabbos. And for that, we extrapolate that no other court case could take place on Shabbos. Okay? What's that? I mean, the court case could take place on Shabbos because it says, Ne'amar kam b'chol moshav seichem. It says, it's Shabbos b'chol moshav seichem in all your settlements. For Ne'amar lahal, and it says later on, V'yu oylei lachem l'chukas mishpat, these should be your judgments, l'dei reit seichem, for all your generations, b'chol moshav seichem in all your settlements. Just like the Moshe Vosechem, which it says by your settlements are Botei Dinim. And Moshe Vosechem and Shenemra Khan, Botei Dinim. Medaber. It's all about Botei Dinim. Right? So I might say, it's all about Botei Dinim. Okay? You're allowed to run a court case on Shabbos, right? Just like you keep Shabbos, Lawyer Moshe Shabbos, you keep Dinei Torah on the Moshavah state. So therefore we have to say, Lo Savarwish B'chol Moshavah Seichem B'chol Yom HaShabbos. Why don't burn the Bas Kohen? It's the Kat the Bas Kohen means you're not supposed to sin in judgment. It's not supposed to sin in judgment. Don't sin in judgment on anything. Right? I'm a Shuvah Dimi. No, so the Kasha is like this. I'm sorry. So it's a Kasha. Rabbi Yumi was asking a Kasha. So Rabbi Yumi asked, wait, Ravar is also a Tzorich. Why is Ravar singled out to teach us don't burn the Bas Kohen to death on Shabbos? No auto da fe is on Shabbos, right? You can't burn at the stake. And that's the case. So it's letzorech. It's letzorech. So how are we using it? Lechala to teach us anything about the other malachos Shabbos. It's integral for itself. It's not more, you can't do anything else. So that's more, so it's different. You know how it's different? I'll tell you. Arshad Adim, it came to him letzorech yotzos. It's a difficult line, but Mikavon Mikav,
one second, let me remember what he said.
Yeah. I'm adding Mikavon the Tamar the Tzorech Yotzos. The bottom line is, what does Avora teach us? Okay, let it teach us you don't put the Bas Kohen to death. But how does it teach us that?
He's got to light a fire to put it to death.
Which teaches us?
You can't light a fire.
Which teaches us that even on one malach you're chayev. So even though it's litzorech, it had to teach us don't kill a bas kohen. But how did it teach us that? By teaching us that you're chayev on Shabbos on each and every one of the malachos. Because otherwise, there wouldn't be any need to tell us, don't burn her. If we didn't learn chiluk melachos from lo sevaru esh, then wouldn't be any, why'd you have to tell us lo sevaru? You're only chayv if you do all 40, all 39. So it must be a chayv in each one. That's what the Torah is telling you, don't burn her to death. So even though it's written litzorech, it's as if it's a lo litzorech, and we can learn it out. It's like backhanded, right? The Darvish, so that's what he says here. We came and tame litzorech yotzas, even though you're saying, even though it says mikem, it's as if you're saying, it says mikem, which means since, but really what I'm saying is that even though it's litzorech yotzas, kemishi yotzas shlo litzorech. And Darvish yotzas shlo litzorech. And Melamed, and so much came out Shlo Tzorech, that's Melamed, and that's what happens here. Okay, so the bottom line, however, is by Yishtach Havoya, you don't have that, right? Yishtach Havoya is Litzorech. It's necessary, right? And it's Litzorech doesn't teach us anything backhanded about Lechalik, right? Because it could be Yishtach Havoya. Yishtach Havoya is Taki, only Chayev. You know, as part and parcel of everything else. You know, as part and parcel of if you do Nisuch and Kitor and Yishtach Havoya together, right? So we don't know any chiluk there. The only time we see a chiluk is by Avora, because since we hear the Yechai Misa not one Malacha, then Mimela teaches us chiluk. As opposed to post Avodah Zorah, it's entirely possible, albeit not true. But it's entirely possible Avodah Zorah, you only chayv even to bundle everything together and do them all one package deal. Now, that's not true, But we certainly don't see the Yerchayev on each one separately. Okay? So therefore, again, Havara, even though it's Letzorech, but it teaches us Derech Agav, that each one is separate. By Los Lishtach Havoya, it's just teaching us the Etzim Chiyuv on Dover Shem B'Maisa. It's not teaching us anything, even backhandedly, about whether it's Mechalik or not. All right, we'll stop here for this evening and pick up with you this morning.